Welcome back to Sweet But Salty, the sleep point of podcasts. Yes, I've reached that point again where I am just exhausted. I'm recording in my bed. It's Sunday evening. I haven't slept during the day today, but I slept about 13 hours yesterday and I'm still tired a lot. I don't think this is normal, and I thought this was due to medication. But now since I'm tapering down the medication, the tiredness remains and the exhaustion is rising. So I don't really know if it has to do with it. Probably doesn't. And guess what? I went to the doctor and she couldn't really help me. So I'm not saying she's a bad doctor, not at all. She's a great doctor. But what I'm trying to say is that we are our own best advisors and we know ourselves best. So if you have a physical condition or a mental condition or any condition at all that you want to get rid of, you should definitely listen to your own body and mind and figure things out for yourself. You know best what you need and what you don't. And if that is sleeping 16 hours a day, so be it. As long as that doesn't stay forever, it's totally fine. But I'm thinking, in my case, a lot of things are coming together. Maybe I'm getting sick or something, but I have some chronic illnesses that kind of propel me to exhaustion. Definitely suboptimal, but I'm trying to stay positive as much as I can, which is kind of hard. However, what I think is super important is to have a North Star, something that's guiding you and that's giving you direction in your life, something you can focus on, something that you can always look at and remember why you're doing the things you're doing. And I'm a huge fan of setting goals, and I'm a huge fan of overdoing it. I'm not a fan of it, but I tend to overdo it and to really exhaust myself going for the goals and maybe even scaring myself by wanting too much in too short of a time. And I feel like we all have our unique challenges in life and some situations that we face time and time again that are supposed to teach us something. And I think what I am experiencing right now is overwhelm through my own goals and my own way of goal setting, because I have a huge, huge plan for this year, something I want to realize by late 2024. And it's making me equally as excited as it is making me tired and exhausted, because I have 112 points on my to-do list. And that is a lot when you consider that there's stuff to organize, there's stuff to pay for, there's stuff to actually create, and it's just a little much for me. So maybe my dad is right when he says that my exhaustion is kind of a mechanism to escape the stress. Well, my dad is actually one of those people who really say that you can do everything with your mind and you can basically create your reality through your mindset, and whatever you set your mind to is going to be your experience and your reality and your life, essentially. And I think he's right. It's just that what's also part of the human experience is having a body. And I tend to be a very head-centered person where I rely on my mind to deal with situations and solve problems and do everything, basically. But sometimes, and that's something I learned the very hard way, like the hardest way possible, it is important to listen to your body. And your body's telling you something that you are not willing to hear otherwise. So I agree with my dad in that your mind is incredibly powerful and you can direct your life through your mindset. But at the same time, I have learned the hard way, as I said, that we all have a body and it's important to listen to it. So I'm trying to find that perfect balance between being productive, going for my goals, staying motivated and enthusiastic and passionate, because that is a huge motivation and a good feeling. But at the same time, honoring the signs that my body is sending me and honoring the fact that it is a very wise system that knows more than my consciousness sometimes. So it's a delicate balance. I'm trying to function like a normal human being. I'm trying to go to work and do a good job while also working on my personal goals, which are really important to me, obviously, and which are linked to creation and art and music and making things that aren't here yet. So actually wonderful process of birthing ideas or bringing them to life. And I don't want to stand in my own way. And I'm trying to, as I said, strike the balance and really create something and really live according to my inner voice. I think that sums it up. And this is by no means a how to create balance in your life, because I haven't really figured it out for myself. The only thing I know is it's important to listen to your body, but it's important to acknowledge your own power and to not let anything limit you and keep you away from reaching your goals and going for your dreams. So I guess that's a kind of dissatisfying ending to this episode, because I can't say I have the solution and I have this breakthrough idea that I can share with you that's going to change your mind. Like, the ideas that I share are most of the time just observations from my own life and things that might inspire you and that might help you, but you have to do the work, just like I have to do the work in my life. There's not a magic solution to all of your problems, but it's not like those are unsolvable riddles or something that requires a lot of hard work. Because I used to be really convinced, subconsciously convinced, that if it wasn't hard, it wasn't good. Like, if it wasn't hard to solve something, if it wasn't a lot of hard work, it wasn't worth anything. Things that came easy to me, I wasn't really appreciative of. And I'm trying to change that. You know, I'm trying to think more in terms of happiness and joy and lightheartedness and this idea of flowing through life, rather than working your way through life and allowing for things to come easily and to appreciate them just as much, if not more, than the things I work hard for. So maybe that is exactly the epiphany we've been waiting for in this episode, where I tell you, and myself also, that joy and passion and flow and this feeling of excitement can be your compass in life, and that you can work hard, but that it's more important to work smart and to reach your goals in a very easy way and in an enjoyable way. So to sum this up, have fun, follow your passion, listen to your body, create the right balance between your mindset and your body set, so to say, where you honor your body's signs and your mind's power equally as much, and allow yourself to flow through life easily, working in a smart way rather than a hard way. And I think by doing that, we can all benefit. And I'm coming closer to figuring out how I want my work life to look like. I said I'm going to share this with you, and I'm currently thinking about filming the entire process and putting that out on YouTube, where I literally show you how I go from nothing to creating all the things I have on my mind. But I'm being very honest, it's probably fear and exhaustion that's keeping me from doing that at this moment. Like, I don't feel ready to share these things, because if I do, I want to do it on a regular basis. I want to do it in a fun, enjoyable, and aesthetic way. I have a certain idea of how I want my videos and vlogs, so to say, to look like. And I think that this podcast format is so much easier, because I can literally sit down and record whenever I want, and I don't have to think about if my hair is washed enough or if my makeup is fresh enough or if I feel like I look presentable. But maybe that's not even the point. I don't know yet. I'm gonna think about it. If you listen to this and have any thoughts, please let me know what they are. You can always reach me on Instagram. I'm called World of Vila on Instagram, and you can always reach out and let me know what you think. And if you'd be excited to see videos about my process of creating my dream life, I think that's a good way to sum it up. Yeah, and if you enjoyed this episode, please make sure to rate it wherever you're listening and to subscribe to my podcast. You can also recommend this to someone you know who would benefit from it and who would like it. And you can help me grow this little community. And that would be a lot of fun for all of us. Thank you so much in advance. I highly appreciate you. And I'll catch you very soon. Bye.